What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
All right, here we go on a Thursday night. Welcome in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. You know what? I can tell you this. We are going to be coming your way with Sports Open Line basically every Thursday moving forward because today was the final Thursday game that the Cardinals will play this year, barring something crazy happening like some sort of rain out and or barring them, you know, going on this miraculous run and, you know, seeing the postseason again, miraculous, unlikely, basically 99% chance. Cardinals are done playing Thursday baseball games for the year, so here we are, and I've got you till 8 o'clock tonight. When I get done, Jen Cease is going to come in here. She's got City Spotlight tonight from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We're going to do a little city here because this is our first Sports Open Line since Lutz Pfannenstiel was let go earlier in the week. I was surprised by it. I put that out on social media, and I kind of got called out from some people saying, why would you be surprised? The results are the results. I was surprised. I thought he was somebody who was going to get at least one more opportunity to hire a coach and move that thing forward. That is not happening, and they are now looking for a new sporting director and a new head coach, and there's just a lot to do. So we're going to talk a little city before we get done today. Heath Pierce is going to join us. He's part of the team over at MLS, Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. We might, depending on timing, if Jen gets in here, we may try to get her for our final segment. But I'll tell you, the 7 o'clock hour is jam-packed. And I really, like, I'm not trying to beg you to be tuned in. That sounds pathetic. That's not what I'm doing here. But I would encourage, instead of begging, let's go with encouraging. I would encourage you to be tuned in during the 7 o'clock hour. Because I got the chance to talk with Anouk Karuntarante. And he is the senior vice president for business operations with the Cardinals. He's the guy who really oversees the day-to-day business operations, so everything non-baseball, and just what the Cardinals are trying to do. So yeah, we talk about attendance. Did not run away from the attendance issues. We talk about that. We talk about ticket prices because there's been a lot of talk on social media about these exorbitant increases that are coming with season ticket prices. Well, there's also a lot of misinformation out there, and Anouk shared with me what exactly is happening and their motivation on some of these things and some of the tickets that are actually going to have prices reduced for next year. So we're going to get into that. Going to talk about the media situation with radio and TV. Just a lot of things to get into. Some of the things that they're trying to do moving forward from a fan perspective, fan entertainment perspective. So I spent a lot of time with him. We talked for about 35 minutes. I was able to cut that up into about three segments. So the first three segments of the 7 o'clock hour are going to be in this interview. And I think you'd enjoy it if you're a Cardinals fan and kind of have a vested interest in what's going on over there. And I think most Cardinals, if you are a fan of a team, you have a vested interest in what's going on with the organization. So I would encourage you to be tuned in. So that's going to start just after the 7 o'clock news here on KMOX. Wanted to make sure to have enough time to get that in. Bernie Miklas is going to join us here in about 8 minutes or so. Cardinals win today. Good win. It was a fun game. It was an entertaining game. I said this to Kevin Wheeler earlier today when we were doing Redbird Rush Hour. Where I'm at right now, and I like to say, I try not to tell fans how to be fans. Every once in a while, if something's going on where a group of fans is doing something a little bit wacky, I'll say, hey, that's a little wacky. But I try to let fans be fans and take in the games and be a fan in any way that they want to do so. I'm not always successful in that endeavor, but that's always my goal and how I treat these things. But I would encourage you. I think the way that I look at it at this point, where there's not a lot to play for in terms of wins and losses, because they're not going to be a playoff club, right? That's where they're at, barring something miraculous. And talking about miracles is not really the thing to do. So barring a miracle, this is not going to be a playoff club this year. What do you take away in the final month of the season? Do you just turn off the TV and turn off the radio because there's not a chance for postseason? I hope not. That's not what I would do. And what I would encourage people to do is enjoy the moments, because the moments can be cool. And sometimes the moments come from a team standpoint, and sometimes the moments come from an individual standpoint. Today was both. That game today was an entertaining game. It was a 4-1 win. There were a number of good, it was a clean game, a number of good defensive plays being made in the game, lots of good pitching on each side. Good to see Miles Michaelis have a little bit of a turnaround, and he put together a solid effort here. So there were good things that happened in the game. That's a moment that I enjoy. From an individual standpoint, I'm still a big believer that you can accomplish some things here in the final month when it comes to individuals, where they continue to progress and you continue to learn more and more and more going into the offseason and eventually going into spring training. But to see Thomas Tajaisi, and I talked about this in the postgame show, so I'm sorry that I'm repeating myself, but I know I'm catching a lot of new people right now as opposed to when I said this 2 hours ago. This was one of my favorite things about today. So yesterday the Cardinals lose, and Ollie comes up and does his postgame media conference, and he says, I know this isn't what people want to hear after a loss, but I was really happy with what Thomas Tajaisi did drawing two walks. So Ollie saw they've been working with Tajaisi on pitch selection or swing decisions, what pitches to swing at. And he drew two walks yesterday. So that was very much improvement. That was Tajaisi taking the things that he'd been working on and being able to do something with it and draw two walks. They lost yesterday's game, but Ollie and everybody else can be happy that this thing that they are working on, they saw direct results on. And then we fast forward to today, and what happens? So JC takes another step forward, and he has the 2-for-3 day, and he has the biggest hit of the game when he has a double that drives in the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. So that's a moment that I can be really happy to see, that we see that progress from JC. I can be very happy for a Jordan Walker hitting that home run. So that's how I view things. And if you want to enjoy watching, listening, paying attention to the Cardinals between now and the end of the season, when a playoff run is not likely, well, then being able to enjoy those moments, for me at least, I think is a healthy way to do it. We'll take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk with Bernie Miklas. We'll get his thoughts on where the Cardinals are right now after a good win today. We'll do that coming up in just a moment here on the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We've got a lot coming up on the program. Again, during the 7 o'clock hour, we've got about a 35-40 minute conversation with Anouk Karuntarante. He is the Senior Vice President of Business Operations with the Cardinals. Talk through a lot of things like attendance and ticket prices and everything, so I think you'll be interested to hear that. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on to the program, brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, it's our good friend Bernie Miklas. Bernie, always appreciate your time. How are you?
Oh, I'm always very happy to have a chance to visit with you. How you doing? I'm great.
I'm good. I listened to Oliver Marmol talk about something last night, and I'm really glad we're talking today because I wanted to get your thoughts. Last year, we spent a ton of time talking about the Cardinals' inability to hit velocity. And we haven't talked about it as much this year, yet it was something that was brought up yesterday by Ollie. And Bernie, it still very much is an issue. This is a team that doesn't have a lot of guys that have the ability to turn on 100-plus mile-per-hour pitches.
It's pretty alarming, you know, and you can even dial it down a little bit. Like, I was doing my own research today, and frankly, I took it from their offense was really good for basically, you know, almost to the end of June. But since June 30th, you know, their offense has just been on a slow, steady decline. And the only reason I'm bringing that up, I wanted to look at the collapse and I wanted to see this fastball factor in the collapse. And it's really, really bad. Talking about 95, any kind of pitch is 95 plus miles an hour. You know, the Cardinals have, I think they are 29th in batting average and 30th in slugging and right on down the line. And then I looked at individual hitters, and it's just not a lot of them are, you know, can handle the high fastball or any kind of four-seam fastball. I don't know what the answer is. And I said this in something that I wrote, earlier today that I'm not even joking when I say it. I think we're going to see under Heim Bloom and Rob Serfolio and all of those really smart people. I think they're going to start scouting hitters differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I how can you not in effect say, well, wait a minute, we have to look for guys that have shown a consistent ability to handle high velocity stuff and do well against it. Just like the Cardinals under Heim Bloom, working with Randy Flores this year, decided, well, you know, we need guys who can throw hard. We just don't have enough of them. And they made a concerted effort to change their philosophy. Does it sound silly that I think they got to change their philosophy when it comes to velocity with their hitters too? They need guys who can hit that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, but when the opposing team's scouting report can be throw fastballs, that's not good.
No, that's exactly right. No, you're not being a smart aleck because it's true. And here's the deal, and I won't bore you with numbers, but I went and looked at every other category since June 30th, right? The Cardinals hit changeups. They hit breaking pitches pretty well. They handle curves and sliders pretty well. I mean, they're not like awesome against the sweeper, but that's true of a lot of teams. So to your point, it really is that simple. Because it's like, well, what you know, don't waste time with throwing junk, because just go right after them. It makes it a lot easier for pitchers to game plan.
We've discussed this a lot, but I'll bring it up again. It's the guys who are on the team right now, many of them are nice players. Many of them are players that you can win games with, but they can't be your best players. And that's the problem here, Bernie, that they don't have upper echelon talent right now on this roster.
Well, absolutely. And I'm going to pardon me for using like a fairly recent bit of baseball parlance. But, you know, in major league clubhouses and sort of in the whole major league insider culture, so to speak, I know broadcasters have picked up on it too. You know, there's two kinds of hitters. There's guys and there's dudes. Mm-hmm. And guys are, and this is to your point, guys are major league players. They're regulars. They're solid. They're average, maybe a little bit above average. They're fine players. They're called guys. The dudes are star players who can elevate your team simply by themselves. And if you have a two or three of them, if you have like two, three dudes in your lineup, your offense will be good. The Cardinals have too many guys and not enough dudes. That's what it comes down to.
It happened quickly too, because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Goldschmidt and Arenado were top three MVP guys, you had two dudes right there. And that was, I remember being in Milwaukee. I think I've said this a million times, so I've probably said it to you. When I was covering the Brewers and they're playing the Cardinals, it just always felt like those two guys were coming back around. And you were always thinking, when does that duo come back up? And it, having that in the lineup impacts everything else in the game.
There's no doubt about it. And In addition to Goldie and Arenado, and they were great first and third, as everybody knows, in the MVP voting that year. But then, you look and you had Albert Pujols was a dude. He had an OPS plus of 151. He hit 24 home runs, most of them in from the middle of June on. Lars Nootbaar had his best season. He was kind of a dude. Donovan was good. They had like seven or eight guys who were above league average offensively, but they had at least three dudes with Goldie and Pujols and Arenado. And they had a couple of younger guys who looked like they could turn into dudes. And that hasn't quite happened. But to your point about 2022, they were loaded with that kind of talent. They really were.
Yeah. It's people keep talking about this Cardinals team being boring, and then they always make that next jump to small ball, whitey ball, yada, yada, yada.
It
doesn't matter if you can or not. If you want to say the team's boring, the team's not boring because they don't put the hit and run on. The teams, you can argue they're boring, is because they don't hit home runs.
St. Louis has got a fetish for small ball. And listen, I love small ball, but this team does not play it well. And this is, without sounding like a jerk, and I do, and I apologize, it's like, know your team. In other words, if you follow the Cardinals, you got to do a better job of knowing the team. Like, you don't sit there, you got to play small ball, when this team is really bad at it. They don't steal bases well. They're one of the worst teams in the league statistically in productive outs, moving runners over. They don't run the bases well. They have a terrible sacrifice bunt success rate. They're down there in the rankings for sac flies and everything else. So everyone would say small ball. Well, who are these players that are going to do it? They don't have that kind of style of a team. So I don't understand it. The problem with the Cardinals offense right now, it's like the two worst things you can have about your offense other than striking out a million times. Since June 30th, and again, they've got the worst offense in baseball since June 30th. That's why I always talk about June 30th. They've literally scored fewer runs than anybody since then. The Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the majors since the end of June at drawing walks and also getting on base. They have a very low on-base percentage. Well, if you're not a power team, and they're not a power-hitting team because they're down in the bottom three or four in slugging and home runs, so let's see, you can't hit home runs. You don't hit home runs. Your slugging percentage is awful. But you also don't get on base. I mean, so if you don't have a power hitting team, you got to have, at least you got to have a team that gets on base a lot. And then you have a chance to score some runs that way. But they don't do that. It's like the worst of both worlds. Very little power and they've lapsed into this terrible rut of just not getting on base. Their walk rate since the end of June is one of the worst in Major League Baseball. So how are you going to score runs if you can't put people on base consistently and you can't hit for power? Where are the runs going to come? I guess the answer is they're not, which is why the Cardinals have scored fewer runs than anybody since the end of June.
Did you see the thing where A.J. Pierzynski on Foul Territory recounted a conversation he had with Holly where he said the agents are telling the players not to steal bases?
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And it kind of is connected to what we were just talking about, but it does seem like is it only Cardinals players agents that are saying that? Because it does feel like there are more stolen bases for other teams.
I think the Cardinals have been trying to steal more often. And I'm not ready to, declare them, like the Whitey Herzog Cardinals of, 1982, 85, 87. But I think the Cardinals have picked up the pace a little bit, stealing bags. But that's still not their strength. Just because they're stealing a little more, it doesn't mean they're great at it. But I do think they need to try to kick up some dirt a little bit. But how do you do that if you don't have a team built to do that? And so that's why I think we're going to see an aggressive roster makeover. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in one off season. You can't have a team that can't hit fastballs, that can't hit for power, that can't draw walks and get on base at a high rate. I mean, that's basically a dead offense. That is a dud offense because you don't have any real strength.
He is Bernie Miklas. You hear him all the time here on KMOX, not just on this show, but on Redbird Rush Hour and Gas House Gang. He's part of the team over at STL Sports Central. Daily written content. If you're not reading his daily Cardinals column, the Redbird Review, you're missing out because it's great stuff. And he puts a lot of work into it, I know, because I see all the numbers he looks up. And it's a great resource for Cardinals fans out there. Bernie, we appreciate your time, and we know you wouldn't be here without the help of the good folks over at Saliga.
Yeah, I love Saliga Heating and Cooling, and I sincerely mean that. You know, this family has owned the business, the Saliga family, since 1927, four generations. And I come from a family that had a generational business like that, where all the kids, all the grandkids, you know, worked in the family business. And it went on like that for 30, 40 years. I worked in the family business. It means a lot when your name is on the sign and your last name is on the vans and your last name is everywhere. I mean, you've got to take pride in that, and it makes you better at what you do in terms of treating the customers right. So I can relate to the Saliga family very well. And I bond with them in a lot of ways is because sometimes you don't know when it comes to heating and cooling, and this is a Daikin Comfort dealer. Sometimes if you never had to call anyone, you're not sure who you can trust. I'm here to tell you the Miklas family has been calling Saliga for 17 years, and they set the standard for honesty, integrity, their knowledge, their professionalism, their prompt service. When they come into your home, they're classy. They have never sell us the most expensive thing to solve a problem. They look for less expensive solutions. And they will never have tried to take advantage of us or sweet talk us into something more expensive, something we didn't need. They play it straight, and they're as honest as you could possibly dream of. And that's why we love Saliga Heating and Cooling. One more thing before I go. They have a priority club. We're members of it. It's a maintenance plan. It's going to save you money by extending the life of your current equipment. And it has saved us a lot of money. So find out more about that and everything else with Saliga Heating and Cooling by going to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back at it on the Graybar Sports Overline. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. We are efforting right now Heath Pierce from Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. Guy who played MLS soccer, played a number of years, also played in Europe as well, and he's going to be part of the broadcast. So we hope to be able to get him with us in just a few minutes. It's really been our first opportunity to talk about City since the firing, the moving on from Lutz Pfannenstiel, their sporting director, and now so many things are in flux here at the moment, and don't completely know what it's going to look like. We do know that they are en route to missing the playoffs once again this year. They're going to match up against Houston coming up in a game that's going to be on Saturday. With that, happy to welcome on to the program again, part of the team at Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He is Heath Pierce, and he joins us right now. Heath, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what was your initial reaction when you heard that City had moved on from Lutz Pfannenstiel?
It wasn't surprising for me. I think, you know, Lutz had done a great job of building the foundation for the club, but the results ultimately, when you go through coaching changes, if they don't improve, you know, ultimately you have to keep going upwards. And so for me, it felt like a project that he had done really well to build, and perhaps it was time to transition to the next phase of the future of the club.
Some people ask about the timing. Was this something where he'd done work going into the transfer window, and if you make the move, say, the same time that you move on from Olaf Melberg, well, then you might be a little bit behind in terms of what you want to do in the transfer window, so waiting for that is maybe the reason that they chose the timing that they did?
Yeah, I think when you look at the timing of it, you would have to assume, and I had actually heard from a few people who were having casual conversations about the head coaching job through Lutz. And so you would have to assume that he was active in the marketplace for the next players, active in the marketplace for what they're looking at in terms of the coaching staff. And so as an ownership group, my only assumption is that, you know, you have to make a decision on, is this the right guy for our future to, you know, help us bring in the next coach that's going to get us the results that we want, to build the team that we want. You know, you have Olaf came in and playing a very different type of style than Bradley Carnell. You see Bradley Carnell at the moment just doing really well with the Philadelphia Union in that sort of Red Bull style of play. And so when you think about that and then the interims that have stepped in, whether that's John Hackworth or otherwise, you know, you kind of have to take at a certain point, take a step back and have a holistic point of view as to, okay, we've done well to get the club to this point. We came out firing in year one. We've had some struggles. Obviously, the club's dealt with a number of injuries of the best players, like any club has had as the congestion of fixtures continues to grow. But now looking at the next window, and by window, I mean kind of 3 to 5 years, you have to be able to take a holistic look at your team and your staff and really look and see, is this the right person to carry us forward as a club?
You mentioned how they've looked different under the coaches, but some of the kind of tenets have stayed the same. At a base level, there's a certain style that they want to stick with under Lutz, and all indications are they want to continue to play in that kind of way. The way City wants to play, do you feel like with the resources that they have, the kind of players they're going to be able to bring in, the money that they're going to be able to spend, is this something that can work for them long term?
I think so. I think when you think about the way that they want to play, it's a very rewards-based system, right, in terms of being high energy, being good on the counter press. You know, I had a chance to talk to interim coach David Critchley today, and he mentioned sort of the iteration of the team and the buy-in and the belief. He made some changes the moment that he came in that are a little bit different than Olaf Melberg, but based on the same, you know, similar principles. So not a revolution, but an evolution of where they were at and getting buy-in. And obviously, you know, one of the points that he made was, you know, the whole world sees 90 minutes every week and they don't actually see, the work of the progress that's happening within the team. They see the 90 minutes and then they see ultimately the team more often than not on the bad side of the results. But you've seen an increase in scoring, an increase of, I think, predictability. And so, when you think about a personnel-based system, you have to have that buy-in across the board, especially in the modern game. If you have one or two players that aren't bought into, you know, whether that's the pressing game or how you want to build up, it breaks down pretty quickly. And so I think things seem to be moving in the right direction, I think, in terms of the buy-in and what the club stands for. And then the next part is now bringing in, you know, the next phase of players into the offseason, into the next year, that can continue to bolster the squad and continue going down the direction of how the club ultimately wants to play within the DNA that it's built over the last couple of seasons.
I don't want to spend too much time looking back, but that the loss against Vancouver was very much marred from a city standpoint by a call that city fans were not happy with that led to a penalty kick. And I know you saw the video. What are your opinions on that? There's some people who are adamant that that was a correct call, that there was contact. Other people believe there was zero contact whatsoever. Where do you stand on the way that went down?
Yeah, for me, I think there's contact. I think circumstantially, though, a feel of the game, you have a player running away from the goal, you have incidental contact. No one would ever in their right mind at that point in the game try to bring down a player. It's an unfortunate one where you leave it to ultimately the feel of the officials. I feel in that moment St. Louis City were hard done in that call. It's unfortunate. I think it's a little bit unfair, given at that moment in time. And so, of course, we're seeing this more often. Anytime you have a chance to break down something over and over again, it's very easy to go to like letter of the law. Like, yeah, of course he didn't mean to trip him, but he tripped him, or there was contact there. And I feel, in my opinion, when I look at the circumstances surrounding the goal, right, the movement of the attacking player moving away from the goal, working away in a sense that never really in a threat. He's not in contact with the ball. He's running away from the box. Those types of things, I think, in the way that I see the game, need to be taken into account before making a decision like that. And I feel like St. Louis got drew the short stick on that one.
We're talking with Heath Pierce. From an officiating standpoint, in addition to playing in MLS, you were all over the place. You were in Europe, of course, a big part of the U.S. men's national team for a pretty long time. Is there anything about the way MLS soccer is officiated that you feel is different from either national soccer or also what's going on in Europe?
No, I think it's a universal issue that every league feels like it has certain strengths within their officials, certain weaknesses. I think implementing a number of the technologies that are coming in, we saw the video offside line in League's Cup. Having VAR, I think is better than not. But sometimes ultimately they get it wrong, and I think you can have an entire sway or crew of people that feel a certain way, and obviously it's always ends up being a lot of times when you go to review it can end up being a very subjective choice of a conversation amongst officials. This is a recommendation, this is what we think, and it comes down to that center official having to make that tough decision. And in a circumstance like that, again, when I peel back all of the layers of what I saw, I just feel like it was the wrong decision.
City SC playing host to Houston on Saturday night. Are you're on the call of this matchup, right? Am I correct? Okay. Have you been to Energizer Park yet?
I have. About two seasons ago, got greeted with some great food in the booth, from local vendors. Had a great experience. The city, I like the energy of the city, and then obviously the atmosphere is absolutely phenomenal.
What is your key? Is these two teams matched up about a month and a half ago, right at the end of June, and it was a very, very tight match. Houston scored the only goal of the match. What's the key here for City as they try to find a way to get a win on what's been a very emotional week for this team?
Well, I think it's about discipline, right? You saw, okay, you take away that goal from Vancouver, but it's still those late goals against. I think, getting into dangerous spots more consistently is a theme that's trending in the right direction. Scoring more goals is trending in the right direction for St. Louis. But against Houston, they play with a high energy as well. They're vulnerable, right? They're a little bit fragile in terms of a team right now. I know the mood within the locker room is really good. I think when you get to this point of the season, especially for Houston, who have a much closer but still a distant picture of reaching the playoffs, it becomes very clear what the objective is, right? They have to come to St. Louis and they have to leave with all 3 points. And that can either be a strong positive of momentum to ride that energy for Houston, Or St. Louis can look at it a different way and say, hey, if we're disciplined in the right ways, eventually Houston have to take chances that we might not otherwise have to take that are going to leave them exposed or vulnerable for us to be able to capitalize on. And then it ultimately comes down to the boxes, right? Box defending for St. Louis and then being dangerous on the attacking end. We know that the front four from St. Louis are continuing to improve and get better and better. It's good to see sort of that consistent lineup over these last couple of games on the attacking end. But it's just about having that ruthless mentality in front of goal. I think this game does get, yes, it's going to come down to transitions of who can sort of capitalize on transitions where one of the two teams is exposed, but it's still going to come down to box defending and box attacking. And I think who can be more efficient in that is going to get the better of this game.
Heath Pierce, he's part of the team with MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. If you don't have it yet and you're a soccer fan, I don't know what you're waiting for. Their presentation of the game is absolutely spectacular. They provide every single minute of MLS soccer for you, plus studio programming, other features. It is really, really good, and you should check it out for yourself. Heath, appreciate the time. Enjoy your time in St. Louis, and we'll talk again down the line.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. That's Heath Pierce joining us on the program. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program and get you set for a cool interview that's going to be coming up during the 7 o'clock hour. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Hour number one of the program. Here's what's coming up in hour number two. Most of the hour is going to be spent with Anouk Karuntarante. He is the Senior Vice President for Business Operations for the Cardinals. We're going to talk about the business side of the organization, and that's just about everything. Yeah. We get a million messages about attendance and ticket sales and things like that. And even though that's not my favorite thing to talk about, we indeed are going to touch on that and a few other things as well. So hopefully you stick with us through the 7 o'clock news. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck. The sign you have the very best, ChesterfieldFence.com. Cardinals are set to open up a 3-game series in Cincinnati against the Reds. Kind of a weird schedule quirk where they're home all week. They roll out for a quick weekend, and then they're going to be right back at it at home coming up on Monday afternoon. If you blink, you're not even going to notice that the team is on the road, but they do play a 3-game series, and that's going to be against the Reds, and that's going to start coming up tomorrow, a 5:40 first pitch. That means our coverage tomorrow begins at 4:45.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This upcoming series, the starting pitching interests me. The Cardinals list Matthew Liberatore, Michael McGreevy, and Andre Pallante. After Pallante's last start, when I listened to Oliver Marmol in his postgame, I thought to myself, there's no way Pallante makes his next start. You know what? Exact same thing happened to me earlier this year with Eric Fetty. Fetty had a terrible start. I listened to Oliver Marmol, and I said, there's no way he makes his next start. I said it on the postgame show, and lo and behold, he made his next start. I'm not trying to, I can be wrong. That's fine. I'm not worried about that part of it. But digging in a little bit on this, and I'm going to sound arrogant when I say this. I'm really not trying to sound arrogant. I've been around long enough to know the tag words that are used when decisions where a guy's probably not going to make his next start, right? And now maybe Pallante does not make the start on Sunday. Maybe they've just got him in the rotation right now because they're not ready to make an official declaration, and that could be. But he could also make his next start. I find it to be very interesting that words are said this year after games that make you believe that somebody is not going to be still in the rotation, and then all of a sudden they're still in there. And it makes me wonder where the decision-making process is coming from. I have a lot of questions about this, but yeah, watching Pallante on Sunday, if he is in there, is interesting to me. And then what's going to happen with Matthew Liberatore is also something that, yeah, you know, he's a guy who's having a hard time holding velocity, and that's the main thing. And I don't think it's building back quite the way they wanted it to build back, and that's where he's at right now. Okay, so we have just a moment or so left here in the program. Not the program, the first hour of the show, excuse me. As Anouk Kurunturante is going to be our guest in the 7 o'clock hour. And we hope to be able to, we hope that you enjoy the conversation, because I think it's going to be, for you, it's a good opportunity to get a look inside the business operation of what's going on with the Cardinals. So that's coming up in just a few moments after the 7 o'clock news, right here on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.